Hi, listeners. If you're still listening to what we do, you probably know who we are and why we're here.
But in case you don't, this is Downfall.
Our live D&D role-playing podcast.
Starring nobody, because none of us are actually that well-known. So,
no.
We just know a whole bunch of people that like to think that we're decent at this game.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty bad at this game.
No, we realize we're really bad at this
game. I own it. I roll around on the ground with it. I, like, slather it over my body. That's how much I...
I think you've gone too far.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think you're talking about a different game.
We do have a little bit of notoriety. My wife ran into someone at Target who was the checkout person that, like, actually recognized her voice from our Traveler campaign and knew who she was.
What?
Like, yeah, isn't that crazy?
Recognized her voice?
Yeah!
Oh my gosh.
And, like, when my wife was standing in line, the checkout person turned to my wife and said, "Blow," and it was, like, her name from the campaign.
Yeah.
My wife was like, "What? How do you what?"
That was so
Gina.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's...
We don't even remember our own names.
I know.
I was Paris, a wimpy lawyer.
It was Dina, in fact. Yeah, yes,
mine was Jack.
All right, so special thanks to our patrons who continue to support us,
hurrah,
despite everything. Mr. Cochran, you're amazing.
Yes.
And
Professor Dr. X.
No, we have to come up with a new one. What's one?
Baron.
Can we say Father X, or would that be blasphemous?
I mean, no, it's just somebody's dad.
Father X.
All right, Father X.
Is
it somebody's like Father
dad?
Christmas?
Must it, no, it doesn't. It's a little F.
Yeah.
It's not a title.
Right. We're just calling him Father X.
Yeah. Honestly, let me check the Patreon real quick to make sure no one else has added to the things.
Maybe somebody's... we should give him. If we're doing titles, maybe next time we should do Darth X.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh,
yeah.
I do too. Let's see if we remember.
Next time we play, Star Wars will be out. Maybe.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so...
We're just about to come out.
Last time, the party was investigating a mystery that they were asked to investigate by the city guard, where they were told that the illusions at one of the theaters during rehearsals and stuff were coming alive, which is generally a bad thing, because they were, like... not killing anybody, but definitely causing mischief, and there were accidents that were occurring. Everyone, oh, Sean,
would you possibly say that when the...
If I do, I'll plug in.
Wait, okay. Sorry,
would you possibly say that when the illusions came to life, the mischief was managed?
Yes, the mischief was in fact managed. Really quick, sorry. Sean, if you need a plug, you'll know there's a spot on the wall there, you just have to pull out the...
There's another one over here.
If you look up.
Up the plug thing.
See the... Yeah, just pull that out, and there's a plug
behind it.
Okay.
It was to better insulate your
remember.
So
pull that out. Got it.
Yep, you got it. Okay, so the party started investigating. You guys talked to a female halfling, I believe, named George, who was managing this thing.
She had purple hair.
You know, I really don't remember. I had to like listen to the last 5 minutes of our last one because that's how long ago it's been since we played. I would have listened to more, but yeah.
But we've all decided that we didn't like where this was going, so Josh is going
to
change it.
No, it's good where it's going. I just wanted
just
to take
kidding.
Care of...
I'm just kidding.
Well, I am going to do something kind of jarring, but I wanted to take care of something else before it became too late. So, yeah. So you guys will come back to this, and hopefully by then we'll remember what the heck we're doing. We're missing Mr. Black today, so no Morthok. So I guess today you guys are just and friends.
So we're leaderless?
Formerly and friends.
We're leaderless.
Yes!
Yep, now you can go hog wild.
The Chosen?
Maybe we need to call this episode The Chosen Gone Wild.
Okay.
And you just friends. Take your shirts off in public.
Kate's going to do that anyway.
Okay, so...
And if Kate doesn't do it, then the dwarf will just steal it off of somebody else.
This is probably true. What about this here? M&M's?
You're like making a lot of noise.
Thank you.
I know.
What kind of M&M's are these?
Pumpkin spice latte.
What?
Why did you give me Satan?
It actually tastes pretty good.
Are we recording
you
this?
You know why, right?
Yeah, we are.
You know what this makes you? This makes you a teenage girl.
I know.
A white teenage
He's
girl.
He's the one that
Not
bought
necessarily.
It. I won it in a contest.
Everybody
I have a question. Can we play D&D?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So,
Thank you.
Nice. That probably isn't going to help the microphone there.
Let's I appreciated that.
Repair that here. Okay. So at this point, you guys are backstage, if I recall where you stopped. And how do I want to do this? You guys hear a siren sound, kind of like what you would hear if there was like a tornado drill. And it's obviously coming from outside. Everyone around you stops, kind of looks and goes, "The hell?" And then replies with a, like, you know, you guys probably have enough, see enough looks around that, like, people pretty much start whispering, essentially, that's the siren that goes off when there's something coming up from below, when something is broken through.
I will go outside.
Tonight. A tornado?
No. I mean, maybe a sharknado, but with dire sharks. Maybe. You guys go outside and you see a lot of people running towards the west. So, in the direction of east is the dead run, so it's people running away from the direction where the dead run is. And it's large crowds of people running very fast.
Do they look panicky? And
I will go east.
Nah. What?
I will go east against the flow of the crowd and assume that everyone is following me.
Nice.
I have a question. Are the people running west in, like, martial? Are they, like, you know, armed and armored? Or are these civilians?
These are civilians and, like, poor people from the dead run. You do see people heading the same direction that you want to go, west, towards the dead run. Sorry, east, towards the dead run. Those are the people who are in uniforms. Mostly you see, you actually see uniforms you guys haven't seen before, which is the militia, the army. Not just the city guard. Although you do see them, too.
Do the alarms sound like this?
Essentially. That's weird synth.
Is it actually?
It's the Chicago fire alarm.
Really?
I mean, tornado alarm.
That is a weird alarm.
Isn't it great?
If you're from Chicago, you have a weird alarm, guys.
There's tornadoes in Chicago?
So anyway, yeah. Are you guys all running with Caius?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Were you playing that I was there, or was I somewhere else?
You guys are always there.
Okay. Yes! We follow on to adventure.
What's your guys' passive perception?
High. I think it's 12
or 10. 10 is not.
completely average. I basically grab onto Caius's belt. Because I'm a little guy.
Flapping around like a sock tiger's belt, huh?
Yeah, I'm like you know, a toddler.
Josiah?
My passive perception is 14, and good luck keeping up. I have a move speed of 50.
Well, it's
that's
probably
why I've grabbed onto
crowded,
your belt,
right?
Very. Yeah, you guys probably can't move at full speed. I mean, unless Caius doesn't mind literally, like, concussing people.
Well, people probably 35. Get out of my way, given, like, the spikes and
the
stuff on my armor.
Spikes. Those that can get out of your way do, but it's probably a dense enough crowd that not everybody can.
So you are impaling people.
Children, dogs, you know, whatever.
I don't kill them, I just maim them.
the death happens naturally later. That's, you know, that's not Kai's deal.
A group of hot halfling ladies
Mine's
go by
12.
And I go, "Ladies?"
Actually, I'll run off of that. An entire brothel's worth of women run by, barely clad.
Why?
Because they have to flee too. The death run has a lot of brothels.
We're in the
theater stuff.
District.
Yeah, well,
no,
you know,
they're evacuated
too.
Wait, bring up that other map.
Yeah, sorry. Let me pull up the city map so you guys can see what's going on.
You know, we can always pull up the city map on our own.
Yes, you guys do have a file that I sent.
Hey,
you.
I found it. Look, it's under
it's
characters and
it's
handouts.
That's right.
But it's lower res on that one.
Interesting. Our inn is still on the map.
I know, it's really weird.
There's several things on the map.
What the heck is a spline? Can anyone explain to me what a spline is?
A spline, yes, but
we'll save it for later.
I'll tell you when you're older. Like an hour or three.
Like an hour or three from now.
So if you guys are looking at the map.
Okay, so.
You're roughly. You're here.
The Thespians Guild?
Mm-hmm. Can you force us to look at
the Hall of Ages is
yes,
the theater.
If you hold shift, if the GM
let me
holds
try that.
Shift and does the.
It doesn't always work.
Yeah, it doesn't always work. Yeah.
Is it doing the thing?
There it is.
Yay!
I just have to hold it for like 10 seconds.
Guild.
Okay, everybody's running from roughly over here, this direction. So almost due east of you guys in the dead run. For those of you who are following along online, a little bit north and east of High Spear Academy.
That's not in the dead run, though.
No.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. I meant over here. I just had that pointed wrong. So way on the right side of town, where there's not really a whole lot. You know, roughly that's where you're guessing people are running from. Those of you that have a decent perception, like over 10, is that everybody?
No.
Not.
I'm 10 on the nose.
Okay, so if it's over 10, at some point you guys hear... Let's see, have you spread your new name around yet? The Chosen?
No. I mean, we haven't had opportunity.
I mean, we haven't not been using it. We've been using it periodically just as much as
the other. The only people that know that is the Adventurers Guild.
Right, the city.
And the people who went to the catacombs or wherever, the underground.
That was the Adventurers, yeah. So the city guard know you as Morthok and friends. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the whole point was we didn't want them to know who we were.
Right. So you hear, most of you guys will then hear somebody yelling, Morthok and friends, you know, wait up a second. And there's, if you glance back, there's a person in city guard garb running towards you.
I stop and, you know, stand up as tall as I can and say, Hail, sir! What can we do for you?
It's a young, neatly trimmed orc male. He looks fairly well put together, like a bright young lad for an orc.
I was going to say, is there something wrong with him?
Probably. He gets up to you, and you actually see him like pant and like put his hands on his knees for a bit while he tries to get his breath.
Wow.
Yeah, so either
he's been doing a lot of PT in the...
or he's run a long way. I'm not sure which.
Right, he's an orc.
He is. And he hands, like, as he's panting, he just, like, holds up a letter that's got a city guard seal on it and hands it to whoever snatches out to grab it.
I snatch it.
Okay.
I stick it in my pocket and say, well done, lad. Oh, you want me to read that?
Read it? What does it say?
Essentially.
I break the seal. Yeah.
It's from Rupert Molak.
Yay.
The guy who, I guess, kind of may as well be your boss now. Because you follow his stuff more than your patrons.
Patron hasn't asked us to do anything.
He said whatever, come back when you can.
He said do whatever Rupert says to do.
True. But he also did say report back when you can. But I know you guys are putting that off for a reason, so that's cool.
For reasons.
Yes. So you take a look at the note, and essentially it reads from Molag saying, there's some kind of sentient black ooze attacking the Dead Run.
Right.
And it's like... 4 stories tall.
Oh, that's taller than I thought.
And it wasn't sentient before either. This is the ooze you guys encountered before.
At least we don't know that it was sentient
before. Yeah, it reacted when we threw fire on it.
Yeah, well...
And it had like a hand thing that like...
It could have been a chemical reaction.
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem particularly sentient. But anyway, the note says, sentient giant black ooze spotted in Dead Run. Please do one of the 2 following things. Here's your guys' choice. Either stop this thing, receive much accolades and gold, or investigate, let's make sure I get the right name here, investigate House Broda while there is chaos going to see if you can uncover dirty secrets. Also comes with accolades and reward.
Let's see.
Or we could do both.
Potentially.
Where's House Broda? Oh, there?
We've got a couple of sneaky people and a couple of you know... people who can beat face.
So your immediate suggestion is to split the party.
Yep.
Got it. So here's Broda on the map, for those of you wanting to see it.
Aha. In the same direction as where we're going.
Very much so.
Yep.
Not in the Dead Run, though.
And as you guys glance skyward towards the Dead Run, you can see something black just barely above the tops of the buildings that appears to be moving.
Yeah.
Wait, where is the other group going? Where it is?
We're all going in the
Everyone's
same direction.
Going in roughly the
start.
Same direction. The thing is about over here on the far end of the Dead Run, and House Broda's on the way. Essentially,
so part of us is going to Broda, and part of us is going to take care of the Black Ooze.
If you guys want to run it that way, I mean, splitting the party is kind of a pain in the.
Yeah, I don't know what to.
Everything, a pain in the. I'm sitting here bored because that's what half of you will say when you're not role playing.
I just missed. What are we supposed to do with House Broda?
Try to uncover some dirt on them while there's chaos going on. That's the house that at the very beginning you guys were told to investigate for the drug stuff, and then immediately you knew was up to like some bad, shady things. Like the very first session when you guys got into town.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or we investigate House Broda on the way to dealing with the Black Ooze.
I don't know if we'll have time.
If you guys want to run it that way, unless you do something that seriously takes like tons of time, we can probably run it that way. I mean, that's
or
the whole point of role playing. You
or
do
we
what
go
you want.
And take care of the Black Ooze and then come back.
Yeah, but
or
if
we just don't investigate Broda at all. Who cares?
My vote is swing by Broda on the way.
Essentially, I'm offering you 2 choices for today's play. Attacking the thing head on probably is going to involve a skill challenge slash fight. deciding to go to House Broda is probably going to involve a skill challenge slash sneaking around.
I'm good at that. Let's go.
So
there.
Let's do both.
If you want to.
Let's try by House Broda on the way to the Crisis.
Yeah, let's try and get to the... Let's start with Broda, and then if we get to Crisis, let's get to the Crisis. If not, the whole city dies. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's the slum part anyway. It's just, you know, this is nature's cleansing.
Aw, I want to help people.
Not racial cleansing. Just nature's
cleansing. However, if we took care of the Crisis first, we could become sung heroes. Who cares?
Big darn heroes.
All right.
Yes, we are.
So you guys push against the crowd for probably a good hour or two. Mm-hmm. And once you cross over the lava stream into the Ironworks District, the Dwarven District,
yeah,
there's a lot less traffic on the surface, more than normal for the Dwarven District. But most of you are willing to bet that if you were to go into the underground network here, there'd be tons of traffic still heading in the opposite direction, just underground. But there is definitely some on the surface, meaning... You know, all the underground ways must be fairly filled. Keep going, and you guys reach the outskirts of where House Broda is. House Broda, because we should probably get some description here.
Open my hey, dear stinking vets.
So what you guys know about Broda on the surface, because you've been in town long enough to know some stuff.
They were the dwarf drug smugglers from episode one.
So you believe.
Yeah, I believe it.
Broda. Okay, so... Broda mostly seems to deal in shipping business.
Not like on ships, but like...
Importing and exporting things.
Like trafficking?
Also sanitation. No, like, they don't do sanitation.
Like carts?
Yeah, like if House Highwater is the one that's in charge of the whole warehouse district and, you know, oversees and manages... stuff going into and out of the city. House Broda is responsible for a lot of what exactly is coming in and going out of the city.
So the legal stuff, though?
So it must be very
to some
wealthy.
Extent. Yes, they're very wealthy.
I think all houses are probably pretty wealthy.
All the major noble houses are pretty wealthy.
But they're probably one of the wealthier ones?
Probably.
Okay.
That's about all you know about them, but they do kind of have a dingy manor here. Like, it's, you know, just kind of in the middle of...
What type of dwarves?
What
type of dwarves are they?
Regular type?
Well, this, orcs, in fifth, they? Fourth, what game are we playing?
Fifth.
Yeah, there's dark, there's...
Mountain
dwarves and hill dwarves?
I think so.
Well, with the way that I've set this world up, there's just dwarves and maybe bad not. Dwarves.
No. There's dirty dwarves and darn dirty dwarves.
They're different. We look different, we do different things.
I mean, mechanics-wise, pull it how you wish, but... Anyway, so their complex is largely underground. But there is an above-ground, you know, area that's just a couple outbuildings and, you know, a large monument kind of thing. And it's all surrounded by a very high wall with lots of guards.
Mm-hmm. And is everyone freaking the freak out?
Their guards are not moving or blinking. Well, they're probably blinking.
But they're...
they're unfazed.
They're unfazed, huh?
If they're not moving or blinking, there's a good chance they might be dead, so...
They're statues. Ooh, are they statues? I bet dwarves would do that.
That would be kind of cool, actually, but no. There's actual guards standing guard at the door, and you can see, even just looking through, like, the words, fence, gate, thing, that there are people patrolling the grounds inside as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cue Mission Impossible music.
Ta-da.
So hill dwarves are wiser, and mountain dwarves are stronger.
Statistically.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And one of them probably lives in the hills, and one probably lives in the mountains. But these are city dwarves. Although, there is a mountain nearby.
Somewhat, yeah.
It's okay, they're city dwarves. They don't know what it's like out in the country.
Mm-hmm. So, I think... Like, there... Can we see the big black blob from here?
Yes. It definitely is above the rooftops from where you are, and it's... Large.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely looks to be the same thing that you guys saw when you were coming up out of the...
But it doesn't look like it hasn't left the dead run.
Not yet. There are definitely fires going on, and there's a lot of smoke rising. And
but so far it looks like it's...
How's visibility?
Where you guys are?
Yeah. I'm
trying to think of which way the prevailing winds would be. Inward from the sea, so you actually have good visibility.
It doesn't look like it's crossed the lava river.
No.
Which is probably good, because it probably can't, we learned, because it's hurt by fire. Right? Right.
That is a thing that you discovered. This is true.
There are bridges, however, over the lava.
Yeah, but maybe it'll melt the bridges before it gets a chance. Maybe.
How would it melt the bridges?
With its... Because oozes are sometimes acidic?
Oh, I see, yeah. If it is.
Or we could destroy the bridges. That sounds fun. But anyways, we're going to spy on people instead.
For now. For now.
But then no people can escape. Oh, this is like moral decisions. Okay.
Let's go to that map.
Instead, we're going to do corporate espionage.
Nope. I think we should go destroy the monster.
So, in my years of being a sneaky, sneaky guy, how easy is this going to be?
To get in?
Yeah.
Probably not the hardest job you've ever done, but it's up there. Especially given it's daylight.
Yeah.
But there are people running by, but not, like, ever... People are...
There's still people fleeing, yeah.
Oh. So, I pipe up and say, this may not be the best time to try to sneak in here.
No?
No.
Well,
let's go deal with the
what's his name thinks it is? The Moleg thinks it is.
Rupert
Moleg, the guy who gave us that piece of paper.
Mm.
The head of the city guard.
Not the whole city guard. The just Mercy the House one. Mercy the Dead Run one. Let's see.
I think we should go ahead and do it. It's on the way.
Okay.
But
it's also going to be easier now in the chaos than it will be later when there's not chaos.
Okay.
Kate shrugs and says, well, if I'm in, if we're going to do it, let's do it.
Okay, so you guys should be on a map here.
Yeah, it's pixely, but it's loading.
Yeah, zoom out when you get it. And you guys are going to be...
Ooh.
Well, 27
can't. Oh, there it is.
Okay, so I just forced you guys all over to an area. You should see like a garden kind of thing going on.
Yeah, look at all these. It's like, and there's a water and a hexagon and an octothorpe.
I've got nothing.
I'm still loading.
Sorry.
Why you not load?
There you go.
There it goes.
Don't just do you twice.
Where is we? Oh, there you is.
There's me.
There is we are.
No, just me.
Every time I hear your like laptop spin up with its fans, it makes me think of an airplane. Like when you're sitting on an airplane just waiting for it to take off.
Yeah, it's true.
Just kind of reminds
it
me.
It is an airplane. It's not a laptop.
It's not actually a laptop.
Why is it not creating the rest of your dudes? Come on, dudes.
Because Roll20 is not working today, like I was saying.
Oh, there's Caius.
I had to shut down my browser and restart it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some kind of monk guy.
And Hillgate Hill.
Sorry, I pulled these ones. I didn't have your guys' dudes on this map, so you'll have to relabel a couple of things.
Okay.
Let's make sure that's showing stuff. Doop, 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 doop. All right. So, I kind of have this in mind as a skill challenge. You guys can run it just as a straight combat if you want, where you just kind of come in and start beating the crap out of guards, but...
Okay.
This is why...
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, this is why it's D&D. You can kind of do whatever you want.
It's okay, I can cast spell.
So you guys are all going to be...
That's how we... It makes it so we can spell things.
Wait. Let's see.
Where am I going?
I'm putting you guys near the bottom.
We're level...
Six.
Yeah.
I believe.
I had that written down somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, did we have leveled up yet?
Level 6. Ready?
I had this hilarious thought.
No.
Let it out before it dies of loneliness.
What?
Wow, that's pretty good.
Burn! You got burned. Burn, dude. Burn.
Burn.
Don't make the DM mad or he'll kill us.
No, the thought was if we ever go back to Traveler, we could totally call it close the other airlock.
Oh, man, there's some kind of
usually
weird...
Usually there's at least two.
We should set it in the far distant future.
Isn't that where it always is?
No, we should set it in the past.
That would actually be kind of cool.
Like spoilers, Battlestar spoilers?
Yeah. Spoilers. Hey, are those bugs out there?
No, if you zoom in, those are dudes.
They look like bugs.
I know.
No, they look like bugbears.
Bugbears.
Oh, no, look, they're like dwarf soldiers.
Except with red mohawks.
Yeah, because you got to wear a cool hit on top. Head.
Yeah, hit on top?
Cool
head
thing.
Hit. Head
they look like pig soldiers. They're like little tusks coming on their nose.
So we're playing Zelda now.
That's basically what it looks like.
I don't think those are tusks. I think those are...
No, if you zoom in, it's just a dude walking.
No, I'm zoomed in all the way.
Really? Because I'm not seeing tusks. Wait, maybe those are... That's a beard.
Yeah, I don't see tusks either.
What are the two helmet. Pink things that are like right here?
His eyes.
Eyes. That's the holes in the helmet.
They're pink, though.
That's his skin around his eyes.
Oh, okay, I get you.
He's got pink skin.
He has pink eye.
Oh, they've got like a feathered thing.
Yeah, they've got a feathered thing on top of
there. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
All right, so there's your guys' guard positions. There's a bunch of them walking around.
Yeah. Why are they all pointed towards us?
Because just the thing.
Because that's the way you put them.
I'll even draw like paths for patrol if you guys want.
It's the same reason that we're all pointed away from them.
Yeah.
I know, it's just funny.
So I'm drawing some patrol circuits here for you guys.
Cool.
Is there any hedges that we can hide behind? And we can watch the little pikes move around?
That wasn't subtle, but I liked it. Okay.
I thought it was fairly subtle.
A little bit. So there's your guys' routes for the patrol paths. You see three structures. Man, I just wasted a good Monty Python opportunity there. a little rotunda thing. Gazebo thing.
Uh-huh.
Some small structure on the south end, and then a much larger structure on the north end.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could see what was inside the structure, it would make this look very different. Actually, maybe I'd go with that anyway.
Is there even a door on the south structure?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see it, I think.
Those are windows.
Oh, really?
I'm not actually seeing a door either. I'm going to make a door. There's a door right here.
Curiosity, what's the thing by the lake?
The brown thing?
That's the gazebo.
It's a gazebo.
That's a gazebo.
Okay, for purposes of this, that's the monument.
What monument?
That House Broda has erected to themselves.
It's like are classy people.
It's
under a gazebo?
It's a statue. No, it's not a gazebo at all. It's just a monument. So it's a monument of like the leader of House Broda.
I wonder if they are so self-focused that they would install a security system on their statue.
Magical alarm.
Yep.
How dare you touch the statue?
The statue starts talking. How dare you touch the statue? Oh.
All right, you know what? I'm going to try the direct approach.
What is that?
Well, tell your party maybe before you do that.
Well, this is me saying
direct approach.
Telling the party what I'm going to do before I.
That is a really big dwarf.
It's a statue.
It's the statue.
It's a statue.
Oh, okay.
Tinted.
Great. I'm going to try the direct approach. I walk up to the front
gate. Wait.
We already are at the front gate, I thought.
I haven't designated where the gate actually is, but I'm getting there. Because if you actually look, there's no, like, opening into this property.
No.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
I was going to crawl through the bushes. That's the gate?
Well, that's a bit wide, I guess.
Wait, we're right in front of the gate? I'm not here.
No, I just put you guys there to start.
I'm going to be, like, on top of this house over here.
Actually, let me get a couple more guards.
I'm climbing on the roof. There are roof patrols?
Not that you're seeing.
Well,
the buildings are fairly short.
Oh, okay. I guess they are.
How tall is the hedge that we're hiding behind-ish?
The hedge that's a wall? It is... Oh, I see it's pasted in there. Mentally about 10 feet.
Okay.
Okay, there's your two guards who are in front of the...
Then we would probably be over here, not in front of the gate.
Have they seen us yet?
It depends. Did you guys... Well, I would imagine you had to get kind of close to the gate to see those guards walking around the grounds.
Or the fact that I'm on top of the wall.
That works too. I mean, if you guys want to have not been seen by them at all yet, I'm fine with it.
I have not been seen by them at all.
I have not been seen by them at all.
They probably heard me before they saw me.
I climbed up on top of the southern building roof just to see what
was
there.
But there's a lot of commotion, so it might have been.
And to see what was inside the grounds, and then I come back down.
Caius, do you want to be stealthy?
I don't do stealth.
Okay, so like you're not even trying.
You can't.
No.
Okay, so do the rest of you guys distance yourself from Caius as you get close?
I'm not doing that at all.
Because I would imagine that's, you know, you'd hear how loud he's clanking and everything. And
I'm not really stealthy either.
You know what I like to picture Caius as?
Hmm.
Dick Van Dyke's role from Mary Poppins, with when he's got all the instruments strapped to him.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good. The one-man band?
Uh-huh. That's what I picture.
It's a little less obnoxious and a little more amusing.
I don't think Dick Van Dyke's amusing. That's just me.
I think so.
Do you have a hurdy-gurdy?
No, right. He's just...
Mayleven! Anyway, that's not Dick Van Dyke.
No, that isn't. All right.
So
okay, yes.
You want a direct approach.
I want the direct approach. You know.
So...
I haven't told you what the direct approach is yet.
I just said you should not do a direct approach. Keep going with your idea, though.
So Cade and Caius approach the gates.
No, I do not follow Caius.
As I distance myself,
I say to the other two here, I'm going to try the direct approach. I'm going to walk right up to the gate and ask them to let me in.
Why?
Because then I can get in if they let me. We're always sneaking around. Why not just ask?
Sneaking around is way more fun.
Because
you do that, I'll climb over the house. I'll meet you on the other side.
They'll probably say
that sounds like a plan to me.
There you go.
You watch. You watch. This is going to be sweet.
I'm going to laugh if they don't let you in.
I'm going to laugh if they do.
Me too, actually.
What if we sneak through the bushes over here?
Not bushes.
They're not
wall.
Bushes. It's a wall.
What if we sneak through the stone bushes over here?
You guys go sneak. I am going to ask to be let in. 2, create a distraction for you guys to get over the wall.
Did you say A and then 2?
I'm
two.
On the roof
yes.
of the house. I'll roll for it.
Okay, so I walk right up to the gate guards. Guard gates.
All right, where's Caius here? Did you, like, speed ahead, or are you just...
Yeah, Caius, what you up to?
Well, it depends on where I am asked to be, given the rest of the group. If I'm asked to be away from the rest of the group, or what?
Follow me. I'm going to try something.
Okay.
Okay.
So I will follow Cade.
You guys walk up to the guards, who didn't really look bored in the first place, but they certainly look more alert.
They didn't look bored, but now they're... What are they alert at? Me?
Yes.
Or Caius.
It's creepy how their eyes follow you as you walk up. Actually, they're probably looking at Caius more.
Yeah.
I walk up. Like, several feet of solid metal.
I walk up. And I say, good afternoon, gentlemen. I am here to deliver an urgent message from Resonate to Lordling Broda.
And you say Lordling specifically?
Specifically.
Because that title would actually mean the eldest son of the house.
Yes.
Okay, so just to let you know that. Give me... We don't have Persuade anymore. What's the appropriate thing?
Yes, we do.
Is
we do.
Is it still there?
Yes, we do. We have Persuasion.
I just keep kind of assuming they got rid of everything.
You really need to have a map.
I need to just print out my stupid screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been like a year and a half. I should probably get on that.
Slacker.
Give me a Persuasion.
Sure. Wow,
30!
Okay. You just got a crit. That's actually kind of awesome.
One rolled crit high and one rolled crit low.
Well, Caius wasn't the one talking, right?
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Hi, Paige.
It's just funny, though. One rolled a 20 and one rolled a 1.
Thank you.
This is not in character.
No.
No, this is out of character.
This must mean my wife's in the bathroom. I'm going to pause for a second. Sorry. Okay. So the guards, they look at you, they look at Caius, they push a button, well, I guess it wouldn't be a button, they pull a lever, and the gate swings open, and they say, you will leave all weapons at the front guardhouse before entering the manor.
Absolutely.
Sure, I don't have any weapons.
What weapons does he
have? It's a true statement. I have no weapons on me at all that are detachable.
He doesn't carry
weapons. It's all the spines on his armor.
He is his own weapon.
This is true.
I am a weapon.
Okay. Alright, so you guys walk.
Wait. While this is happening, I rolled a 20 to climb up on the roof of the house.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to deal with you guys. I'm going to draw on here the path that they're going so you guys can watch and see where they've gone.
No, I'm going to follow them.
Like immediately?
Yeah.
You're just going to walk through the gate?
No, I'm going to say, wait, I'm finally here.
I spin around and I go, brother, where have you been?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Behind. I've been delayed by this disaster.
Okay.
I understand.
The guards turn towards you guys, and they say, is this human priest with you?
I wouldn't say with us, but I guess he's going to come along.
Your business here, priest?
I'm with him.
As I said, urgent message for the Lordling Broda from Resonate.
Leave your weapons at the door.
I thought you said at the guardhouse.
The door of the manor.
Oh, yes. Manor. I'll get my...
The direction you're seeing me drawing blue.
The only real weapon I have is my mace, so I'll get that out.
Spider door.
I'll get that out like I'm ready to comply. Like
Spider hole. Some dude hid in a spider hole.
Alright, so I can't move my character.
What?
It also doesn't have my name on it.
I can't move you either.
So you're that one?
Yeah.
Let me fix that.
Well, I don't know what... You said that one, and I actually didn't see which one you meant.
He didn't actually click on it.
Your guy's name is...
Is Elias. Elias.
All right, you should have control now.
Yay. So we walk in. We walk to this. We follow this blue path.
Yep.
There's a guy at the door to take our weapons or no?
No, inside
I just expect you to just leave them there.
So the dwarf, you climb up on top of that structure. Mm-hmm. I assume you're keeping a low profile.
Mm.
Don't clickety-clack the dice.
I love the clickety-clack.
And you see the rest of the party walk in the direction indicated by the blue arrow.
Mm-hmm.
The patrols are still doing their patrols.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Follow them.
Like, just leap down and walk across the grounds?
No, stealthily. Duh.
So you're thinking of heading... What, like along here or something?
Like, along...
Oh, you probably can't see me.
Near the wall. No, I can't see you, but you can see me moving my dwarf.
I can. Okay, it's a flat-topped wall, so yeah. I'm trying to think of how you're going to remain stealthy.
I'm a little tiny monk dwarf. I do what I want.
Give me two rolls, and I'm going to laugh so hard if these go wrong. The first is an acrobatics, a balance check.
Acrobatics? Okay.
Just because there's an odd chance. And it was snowing the previous day, so...
18 acrobatics.
And the other one is a stealth.
22 stealth.
Okay. Damn, you're competent dwarf.
Damn, you're competent dwarf! Oh!
That's no fun at all.
I know! It would have been so great, too. I would have expected a whistle, like a coach whistle, to go off, and then me to be thrown into prison.
Just the screen goes black, and you come back in prison. Right.
What's your name?
Link, apparently.
No. It's the dwarf.
Okay,
I
so...
I can do whatever I want, so I feel like I'm part of the game.
I'm trying to think of how you would do this without those guards seeing you at all. I would say you're probably...
We're not looking on top of the wall.
Why would they be?
Well, they're trained guards.
It looks like you could time it right so that they can't see if it comes from the right place.
I'm guessing you'll do a mix of that plus you go when the party is walking because you know it'll at least draw their attention some.
They're going to draw their attention more than somebody on the top of a wall would.
Well, if they see on the top.
Does the wall have crenellations?
Actually, it doesn't. It's smooth on
really?
Top.
Really? Oh, I did not expect
that. It is absolutely smooth on top.
Flat.
Like,
flat roof?
Is it wide enough?
That's even easier then.
Stand on it?
How wide is it?
Oh, super easy.
Yeah.
This
I was just
is
doing
so
the,
doable.
I was just doing the balance check just in case. It was snowy the day before. There could have been an icy patch.
The stealth part's, like, easy.
Alright, so you'll make it over to the rest of the party's
I guess
location.
I need to find a wall, a window to get through, though, don't I? Is it only one story?
No, there is an upper story, I believe. However,
there's probably a more underground.
You could just jump down into the space right in front of the door.
No, there's a garden, so I'm going to take your weapons.
Right.
I don't want to go and take my weapons.
There's also a... let's see. This area... What I'm circling right now... Those are all windows. It's like a big bay window.
I don't see what you're
circling. Where are you circling?
Okay, do you
underneath
see
the black? Are you circling underneath
yeah,
the black?
Sorry. Let me try to reveal a little bit there.
Okay, that area.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That'll be harder to get through, though. Mm. Is there any skylights?
No.
You could just dive through the window.
Doors. They should have skylights.
No, they're like anti-skylights.
Oh. They don't have doors.
In fact, even just these windows being here is kind of kinky.
Oh, gosh! These are open-minded dwarves.
A little bit.
Not very.
But their minds probably have also been opened by illicit drugs, so...
By what?
Illicit drugs!
What do I see through those windows?
Ignore... There's some detail. Ignore the detail.
What?
Okay.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It's not actually massively bloodstained. That's just the map, okay?
Other than the blood.
Somebody was murdered. Is there anyone in there?
I was considering actually going with it and just having that blood actually be what is in there.
Is there anyone inside?
That would be sufficient right there to get like a search warrant or something.
You know what? Let's play with it. You actually do see that in there. No people, but you do see some massive brown, dark brown, crusty stains on the floor.
Well, that could be anything. These are dwarves.
Is it?
Blood stain on the carpet.
Wow.
You do see a white ghoulish figure walking right inside.
Oh my God.
Is he only wearing one glove?
Yeah.
Do the windows?
Remind me of that, I'll tell you a story later.
I guess this would be perception.
Okay. Those are gross.
Anyway. So well. 12.
And they filthy unwashed hands around there.
Can I tell from the distance I'm at, which is not very far, whether or not I can open the windows?
They are not openable.
They're non-openable windows.
And actually, being a dwarf, your knowledge of most dwarf surface dwellings is that it's there... Usually more as a courtesy to the other races than really for lots of use by the dwarves. Mm-hmm. And so those windows probably are never designed to even be like opened for any reason. It's probably sealed.
Are they actually glass? Or are they just like bars? Or
thick cut glass.
Wow, these are fancy dwarves. Not even oiled skin.
I know, huh?
Which is, when we were in the Dwarven City, the really rich... person that I was breaking into, they still only had oiled skin.
I think so. We were in an authentic mood that day, though.
You were.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other way out of the door.
What's that, Josiah?
There is a way to get through that space.
What?
Just crash through the window.
Well, yeah. That won't be helpful.
It is pretty thick glass.
Like, there's any other ways than on top?
Think like the frosted blocks of glass. It's that thick.
Is there a roof access?
Like, can you get on top of this, onto the roof?
Yeah.
And then can you get in through the roof? Because
they would have a roof access, right?
That's probably
because
some...
they're not going to use a ladder.
No, but, I mean, like, there is the door right in front of you. People just get in and out of this building through the door.
No, how did they access the
roof? Or they go in through the chimney.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, If you're actually trying to come down from
the roof.
Ooh, yeah.
You want to come up onto the roof to do, like, some repairs or some, you know, sniping.
Probably just done by dudes with ladders, bringing ladders. You don't see any easy, super obvious way up, but this is mortared stone. So you probably could climb up without a ton of difficulty.
Wait, it's mortared stone? I got mason tools, guys. I got this.
You're going to spend, like, several hours taking out a block.
Hey, we
we're just walking through the front door.
We come out. It's like, all right, guys, I'm in. We finished the quest.
Yeah. What are you still doing here?
Back from the mission.
We finished like a week ago. You're still here?
I just slip down, I guess, and I go inside with him.
All right. So you guys head in the door?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But I do it without anyone noticing me.
I don't think that's possible. I'd have to roll really high on stealth probably for that.
You'd have to be really high level to hide in plain sight, probably.
Probably.
Actually, wait, no.
I could if I was way in the shadow.
Can you hide in the square of someone who's larger than you?
Probably.
No, that's me.
Technically,
that's halfling. Well, it's halflings, that's
I suppose
right.
Like a halfling was like halfling can do grabbing it. Onto some of your spikes that are on your shoulders and hanging off the back. One could, in fact, hide behind.
Man, if I had stayed with the shadow arc, I could hide in your shadow.
That is a halfling thing. It's right here. I have it right here.
Yeah. So you guys all step inside to the crowded little entry space. It's only 10 feet by 10 feet.
What? I should stay with the way of the shadow. You can teleport up to 60 feet that you can see in dim light.
And there is a guard in here. Let me color him so you guys can see what Marie is here. We'll color him red. He's like a NES boss that's half dead. So there's a guard right there.
Yeah.
Guard slash butler. He's wearing more livery than armor. You know, it's nicer looking. He asks for all your guys' weapons and armor.
I have left my sword on top of the wall.
Okay.
I
tell him very honestly that I don't have any weapons.
He begs your pardon and asks if he can do a very simple search.
Sure.
Okay.
He finds nothing.
I'm trying to think of a way of phrasing this that sounds terrible. But essentially, he just pats you down. I can't think of a good way.
Ting, 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 as he hits the steel of my armor.
Yes. He probes your cracks. There we go.
Oh, God. There we go.
Well, no. I knew this was going to be that kind of a pat down, I would have prepared.
Less grease? Anyway.
Anyway,
more grease.
I hand him my mace.
Okay. Does everybody actually hand all of your weapons?
I hand my dagger to him.
I give him my short sword. Rear McGird! Anyway. I de-belt, hand over my belt, which has my short sword on it, hand over my short bow. Into my pockets and pull out my double daggers. And I pat myself down, shrug, and say, that's it.
So is anyone actually, like, secretly concealing any weapons?
I'm trying to decide.
I am.
I'm concealing myself, which is the most powerful weapon that I have.
Where is your weapon concealed?
In my pack.
All right. He asked the rest of you guys the same thing, if you can search.
Yeah, sure. Pat me down.
Mm-hmm. He does. Says you guys are clear to go, but you have to leave the rest of your stuff here, except for the letter.
Wait.
Okay.
Not everything? The rest of your stuff?
Like, if you have bags or whatever, leave them.
What?
Leave them here in his care.
Like, even... I thought he just said we needed to give our weapons.
Yeah. He's not taking the rest of your belongings. He just wants them left here. His little cubbies.
Is this, like, so we can't carry our selfie sticks around Disneyland?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hand over my bag somewhat, you know, enthusiastically.
I'm trying to picture that.
Here you go, my good man. And I reach in and I fumble around. I find...
I start taking off my shirt.
I pull out my forgery kit... Resonate sigil, and I gotta have some kind of... I'll assume that it's in the forgery kit.
So he raises an eyebrow as you remove items.
And I go, this is the message for the Lord Ling Broda.
I see, sir. Very good.
I've got... So, I put my bag of basically everything, but then I got my holy symbol shield, and I say, you wouldn't part a brother from his holy symbol, would you?
He kind of gives a sign, says, I suppose not, sir.
Thank you.
I hand him my shirt. There's nothing in it.
He takes it.
So we now have a topless dwarf.
Hey, you know, that's kind of what we predicted.
He said he wanted me to leave everything.
He takes
slowly started removing my pants.
God.
Does he stop me?
Yes.
I turn around and go, no. No.
He hands you back your shirt and says, this won't be necessary, sir.
Perfect. While he's doing that, I have slipped in my thief's tools and dragon chest into my shirt.
Okay. All right. He clears you guys to enter, which is where we're going to stop this episode.
All right.
Oops. I meant to reveal the next room here, not hide it.
Oh. How could you?
Because I'm a horrible human being.
Yeah. So it looks like there's a table with a bunch of chairs over there. Oh, that's what you saw through the... Is there a wall there? Is that what...
Why that's yeah, sorry. Black?
Is that blood under the table?
Yeah, the blood is not real.
No, it is. We decided it is.
All the blood is real.
All the blood is real.
Are they around a table or are they around like a... Anyways.
You're the door to the room in front of you, not to the side, is open. The one with the couch and the small table.
Is there anybody in there?
We'll decide that next time.
Next time.
On...
Close the other airlock.
Downfall.
City of
Downfall.
Bum 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 bum.
Trademark HBO?
No, it's a cover.
Oh, you're right. Okay, good. Sweet.
It's fair use.
That wraps things up for today's episode of Downfall, our Dungeons and Dragons role-playing podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes, donating through PayPal on our website, supporting us on Patreon, or spreading the word to your friends. You can send us an email anytime at downfalldnd@gmail.com. We love hearing from fans and love hearing what you guys enjoyed about the show. Thanks for listening.